SK Hynix, Micron hit $1 trillion on AI chip boom. Those market caps rest on HBM yields that still hover near 40% for the latest stacks. Samsung now has to accelerate its own TSV process or lose another round of NVIDIA allocations next year. The real pressure lands on enterprise GPU buyers who face allocation queues stretching into 2026 if either SK Hynix or Micron slips on its roadmap. Cloud providers are already signing multi-year take-or-pay agreements to secure priority. Microsoft rolls out computer-using agents to GA. IT departments now face a new audit requirement for every automated desktop action. UiPath and Automation Anywhere must either embed equivalent UI agents inside their platforms or watch maintenance revenue migrate to Copilot Studio seats. Early pilots already show prompt injection risks that scripted RPA never triggered. Mid-market firms will test these agents on internal tools first before any external rollout. AI outperforms average humans on creativity tests. Standardized tests capture one slice of creative work. Agencies still won't hand over final campaigns because consistency across touchpoints matters more than raw idea volume. Expect them to reduce junior creative roles while adding prompt engineering specialists who translate client constraints into model inputs. The gap between lab scores and retained projects will show up in Q3 pitch outcomes. Gemini API enforces new breaking schema change. Teams maintaining production Gemini calls must budget 2 weeks of engineering time before the June deadline or risk silent failures on output parsing. That timeline favors OpenAI and Anthropic, both of which have held their response schemas steady for longer stretches. Developers running multi-model routers will shift default traffic away from Gemini until Google publishes a deprecation calendar with 90-day notice. AI-generated pro-C lawsuits surge in U.S. courts. Rejection rates on technicalities have doubled for these AI-assisted filings compared with handwritten ones. That pattern hands an unexpected advantage to defendants with deeper pockets who can now outlast the filer through extended discovery. Legal tech vendors are racing to sell docket monitoring dashboards that flag AI patterns before judges see them. By mid-2025, courts in three states will likely mandate disclosure checkboxes on every filing, turning each complaint into billable data for compliance platforms that charge per case reviewed. Samsung union sues over AI chip pay disparity. The compensation gap has already triggered quiet transfers out of the consumer division. If the union wins, the company must either extend the AI bonus structure to every product line or watch its most experienced hardware talent migrate to pure-play chip firms. Memory suppliers are preparing contract clauses that let them renegotiate prices if production costs rise from any settlement. That shift would ripple into smartphone margins faster than most analysts track. Tribeca premieres fully AI-generated feature film. Voice actors who once earned residuals on every rerun now face a single buyout offer for unlimited AI clones. Studios that skip the premiere are quietly licensing the underlying model weights to avoid building their own from scratch. Expect the next round of streaming deals to include explicit clauses that cap synthetic performer usage at 30% of runtime. That ceiling will determine which production companies survive the next contract cycle and which get acquired by larger platforms holding the models. AI accelerates antibiotic discovery versus superbugs. Pharma pipelines that once advanced one candidate per quarter now process dozens through the same compute budget. Smaller biotechs holding the training datasets are suddenly in talks with regulators about fast-track approvals that bypass traditional animal trials. This timeline compression means hospitals will face formulary decisions on multiple new antibiotics simultaneously, shifting bargaining power toward payers who can demand volume discounts earlier in the patent window. Generic manufacturers are already modeling the price erosion that follows 2 years after launch. OpenAI launches Daybreak AI cybersecurity platform. Patches now ship before most teams even log the CVE. That compresses the window traditional scanners use to monetize. CrowdStrike must either embed similar agents inside Falcon or watch mid-market deals migrate to whoever offers autonomous remediation first. Expect their next earnings to show R&D spend jumping another 15 points just to stay in the conversation. False positive claims on live systems will force the first SLA revisions by Q4. Bing X lists pre-IPO futures for OpenAI, Anthropic. Valuations now fluctuate on crypto leverage rather than funding rounds. OpenAI has to either file for IPO within 18 months or see key talent cash out through derivatives that ignore any lockup. Anthropic faces the same pressure. Expect both to tighten secondary share rules before the next board meeting. The first sign will be restricted transfer windows announced quietly in employee portals. Pony AI raises 2026 robo-taxi fleet target to 3,500. Chinese city permits now hinge on fleet size commitments. Waymo must either match the 3,500-unit run rate inside 18 months or lose its first-mover edge in the only regulatory environment that has approved paid robo-taxi rides at scale. Baidu will respond by accelerating its own orders from domestic suppliers before Pony locks in the contracts. Watch the supplier negotiations. They close by year-end. AI memory frenzy drives Asian chip stock rally. SK Hynix crossed $1 trillion on forward orders alone. Cloud providers now face allocation fights that push memory costs up 25% before the next refresh cycle. Microsoft and Google must either sign longer-term HBM deals at premium or throttle context window expansions they promised enterprise customers. The margin squeeze shows up first in Azure's AI services line by Q3 next year.